So who got the money? Restaurateurs across the country have been poring over the list of 100,000 restaurants that received COVID relief funding from the Federal Restaurant Revitalization Fund. 30% or more of those who applied didn't get grants, ranging from a few thousand to $10 million. The $28.6 billion fund administered by the Small Business Administration has been controversial from the start. White and conservative restaurant owners challenged priority grants given to minority and women-owned businesses, so those grants were revoked. And now the whole fund has dried up, and a bipartisan team of lawmakers is pushing to add another $48 billion. We're going to speak to a restaurant owner, but first, the big picture from Amanda Kloot, Senior Vice President and Editor-in-Chief at Eater, the online food and dining publication. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
So during the pandemic, some restaurants did close. Some got innovative and struggled through converting to takeout. Who was eligible for this relief money?
So this relief fund was geared towards independent restaurant owners. You could be part of a bigger restaurant group, but definitely no publicly traded companies. And you could only apply for up to $10 million. So the idea was to try to prioritize and try to gear it towards those mom and pop businesses that really had to struggle through.
So for instance, someone who owned a number of Panera restaurants in New York, he was able to get the funding, but the whole Panera chain wouldn't be able to get the funding.
Yes. I think it's important to remember with franchisees that they are often mom and pop operations, just like some of our more neighborhood joints are.
Well, and what are the claims about why it was unfair?
Well, the Small Business Administration decided to prioritize certain groups, so businesses owned by women, veterans, and marginalized groups. And so they were supposed to prioritize these groups for the first 21 days of the entry period. However, there was so much interest that even those applicants would have depleted the fund. So there were these lawsuits by white restaurateurs saying that this was discriminatory. And eventually those lawsuits won out and the funding was halted and they had to go back to a first come, first serve prioritization scheme.
Well, and by the way, I'm looking at the headline in one of the Portland papers. Most of Portland's largest restaurant revitalization grant approvals went to white-owned businesses. The fact is that the attempt to get equity without that prioritization seemed to have failed, at least in Portland.
People were hoping for more equitable results than the ones we got.
So that's one of the controversies. But then what's the huge blow-up over who got the money and who didn't?
Well, I think a lot of people see the names of some of these fine dining groups. I know in one city it was a group in an airport or some giant catering firms, and they bristle at that because there are so many smaller restaurant groups that really could have and should have gotten money. But as is the case with many of these government programs, if you have your bank on speed dial, if you have certain resources, it is easier to get your claim through.
Well, and of course, they had to publish the names of the restaurants that did get the money. So everybody knows.
Everybody knows,
so
yeah.
So what are some of the restaurant owners saying? I mean, we're hearing that it just seemed capricious.
Yeah, I think some people think it was capricious or arbitrary. I think there were also about 3,000 restaurant owners who got notices saying they were going to get the money, and then the SBA rescinded that after the lawsuits halted the program. So I think that was especially painful for those 3,000 people who thought they had gotten through.
Well, is it also true that some of the restaurant owners watched other restaurant owners close and not maybe incur the same kind of costs they did if they tried to stay open and struggle through and do takeout and have to pay workers? And
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the interesting thing about this fund, which is, you know, one of its best points, is that it covers full 2020 losses. So the people who struggled through and eked out survival actually could have just closed like some of their colleagues and been in the same position. However, they didn't know that going into it. I've talked to so many restaurateurs where they say, this was my big struggle. I was fighting with my partners over this. Should we stay open or should we just shut it down? But they didn't know that there would be a bailout at the end of the road.
Yeah, so in that case, restaurants that stayed open, struggled, incurred debt, are now watching as restaurants that maybe closed are getting the money. So people feel that there's this kind of a whiff of unfairness. But bottom line, many restaurants are still struggling. What does this mean for the industry? Do you expect mass closures?
I expect more closures. The funds are incredibly critical. There will be restaurants that just also can't operate in the way they would like to operate. They might want to have a cushion. They might want to be able to pay their workers more or have even a more complicated menu, and they are not able to do that now. So there's a lot of other, I think, implications beyond just restaurants closing.
Yeah. Well, and 2 out of 3 restaurants are without the funds. What is the sense that lawmakers might come up with more money for the fund?
It's hard to tell with politicians. At the beginning, they promised that they would replenish it should it run out. There have been a few attempts now, often bipartisan attempts, to put bills through, but we haven't seen any traction on that now. What makes me hopeful is this is a bipartisan issue. Every representative, red state or blue state, they love restaurants, they love their community, and they really do want to support them.
And now we turn around and COVID-19 is surging again.
Mm-hmm.
What is the talk in the restaurant world about going forward?
I think there's a lot of uncertainty, and people are really afraid of having to go back to where we were before. And there's also a lot of tension around restaurants and their employees having to be the people that enforce rules. So in New York City, for example, you have to be vaccinated to dine inside. And restaurant employees are going to have to be the people to enforce that and ask for vaccine cards. Just that on the horizon is stressful for restaurant owners and workers, as well as this idea that the demand that is finally back up is going to dip, and it's already starting to dip.
Amanda Kloote, Senior Vice President, Editor-in-Chief at Eater, the online food and dining publication. Amanda, thank you.
Thank you so much, Robin.
Well, now let's turn to Chef Steve Nookie, as they call him, Postal, owner of the Massachusetts restaurant Commonwealth in Cambridge. It didn't receive funding. Chef Postal, Steve Nookie, remind us again what you did during the pandemic.
We closed initially, right when the pandemic hit, and then we reopened in May, and we were able to stay open through around November, and then we closed again from November to April, and now we're reopened again.
Okay, but during that time, you were doing takeout, delivery. How are you making a go of it?
We were doing anything and everything we could. We were doing takeout, no inside dining. We were trying to get some work with the city of Cambridge, doing some crazy outdoor barbecues, socially distanced, masks, whatever we could do to make it work.
Were you keeping workers?
Yeah, we were able to keep paying workers. I mean, we got the PPP1 and the PPP2. If we hadn't received that federal money, we would not have been able to stay open at all.
That's what you had to do to keep that money. You had to pay workers or pay it back as a loan. When you heard that you didn't get funds and then looked at the list of those who did, what'd you think?
I haven't focused much on the list. I'm not angry or upset with anybody who received the funds. I mean, those restaurants that received the funds, they all need it just as desperately as we do. It's just that, you know, you can't give 30% of people 100% of what they ask for and 70% nothing.
Well, and did you see some, and again, you don't, this is a tight community, you help each other out at times. People are asking, how come them and not me?
Yeah, how could that restaurant get $10 million and I get nothing? It's mind-boggling. It almost feels cruel.
What are you suggesting? I mean, what could have happened?
I mean, they could have put the proper amount of money in to give everybody 100% of what they asked for, or they're smart people. I'm sure they could have figured out some algorithm where everyone gets 32% of whatever they requested, and at least everybody gets something.
Yeah.
Instead of giving 30%, 100%, and then they're just like, you're on your own. You know, speaking for Commonwealth, I have a lot of people that work for me that, you know, once this outside dining comes to an end, I don't know if Commonwealth's going to survive. And that's why they came up with the RRF to help us. And then they passed it and they shook hands with the chefs and they all hugged and took pictures. And then the SBA really bungled it. Unless they are expecting more money, it's just not right. It's not fair.
Well, they might get more money, but we don't know that yet. So putting that aside, what do you think it means for the restaurant landscape? You say, you know, you've got outdoor dining now, but we're all looking at the surge. What are you looking at in the future?
It's really bad. I mean, I think restaurants that got that restaurant relief fund can pay their employees more money. They can deal with the crazy astronomical increases in food costs, the supply chain. Like, I can't get to-go boxes. I can't get plastic cups. And then also, they have all this money now that they have to spend, and they're going to start to acquire those that can't afford to stay in business anymore.
are you saying that they are now more competitive if they're going to pay people more money and be able to do things you can't?
Yes. I mean, I had a dishwasher who left for $5 more an hour to a restaurant that got federal grant money. I can't afford to pay that.
Yeah. Is this a family restaurant? I mean, what does this restaurant mean to you?
I mean, yeah, it's my whole life. I've basically raised my three kids in that restaurant. I sweat and hard work and built that thing from the ground up. We're so part of the community, and we're hurting so much right now. Like, it's not like we don't know what the problem is or we don't know where the problem came from. We need these funds. Yeah. It's all about replenishing the RRF. They have to do it.
The Restaurant Relief Fund. That's Chef Steve Nookie, Postal, owner of the Massachusetts restaurant Commonwealth in Cambridge. Nookie, thanks so much for talking to us, and I wish you all the best.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Support your locally owned restaurants.